Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
We have some major breaking news, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but there are now widespread concerns that the President of the United States will pardon convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell. We just learned moments ago that Ghislaine was granted limited immunity for a short amount of time so she could speak with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche behind closed doors. This meeting lasted 2 days, two separate days, and there are a lot of problems and concerns that arise out of this. I want to point out, Todd Blanche was Donald Trump's personal attorney, his personal lawyer throughout the campaign, who has every incentive to cover for Donald Trump. Any information that is revealed to the public will be filtered, number one, through Ghislaine, but then through Todd Blanche in this behind-closed-door meeting, and then through Attorney General Pam Bondi, who we know is not a good faith actor or interlocutor. She will lie to the public if it serves her interest. And then Donald Trump has to approve it. So I do not trust anything coming out of this Department of Justice. The usual procedure is to appoint a special counsel or special prosecutor, someone who is a third party, bipartisan source. They don't have anything, any sort of like stake in the game. They don't care what the outcome is. That is who you want. Even throughout Biden's term, we had Special Prosecutor Robert Hur, who is basically a Republican and did a whole report about how Biden was old. But Donald Trump refuses, Pam Bondi refuses, to appoint anybody who could actually get to the facts. Instead, they are doing these sketchy, sketchy meetings that I want to break down. Before we even cover the limited immunity that Ghislaine Maxwell was granted, can I lay the groundwork by showing you that Ghislaine herself is not a reliable source. She was found lying in 2020 multiple times, and I want to break everything down. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below if you appreciate the debates, the rapid truth, and the facts. Let's start here. Prosecutors and the judge who oversaw her 2021 trial have said that Maxwell had made multiple false statements under oath and failed to take responsibility for her action. Here is Representative Summerlee explaining this exact thing.
I think that people want to hear from Ghislaine Maxwell, but I do think it's important to put it into perspective, right? As we're going through this, right, we recognize that she's someone, A, who is not going to be a credible witness at this time, right? She's somebody who has something to gain by possibly protecting the president, by protecting other powerful people in turn, in hopes of maybe getting out, right? So I think that the reason why we're pushing for the full Epstein files is because we need that corroborated evidence right now. It is not to say that we don't want to hear from her. We want to hear the whole story, but we want to make sure that we're getting as much credible information as we can from this. When we think about the ways in which the president has kind of just like handed out pardons and commutations, you know, like candy, right? This is somebody who, if what information we have true, and there's been a lot that has leaked, not just over the years, but this very week, and he is inclined to give pardons for those who, you know, maybe help him to continue to uncover this. I think it's very clear that the president does not want this out.
Those are a lot of the concerns. That gets to the root of it. Even Ron Filipkowski said, one minute MAGA is calling for the death penalty for convicted sex traffickers, but it's all about conspiracies. And the next minute they're sitting down in making deals with them. We also have mounting concerns over the possibility of a pardon. President Trump asked whether he would consider pardoning her, said, I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I haven't thought about.
Answered all the questions truthfully, honestly, and to the best of her ability.
There is every reason to fear that Donald Trump could offer Ghislaine Maxwell a pardon in exchange for silence or even worse, phony exoneration.
Phony exoneration is the really, really scary part. Ghislaine, according to certain transcripts, called the girls her, quote, slaves. This is who Trump is considering pardoning or cutting some sort of deal with. The question, who did Emmy work for? Answer, Ghislaine. Question, did Maxwell ever refer to Emmy by any particular term? Answer, she called her slaves. An absolutely sick person. And this brings me on to the news. Ghislaine Maxwell was granted limited immunity to talk to Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, I'm told, confirming ABC. This is Caitlin Collins. This was described as standard, and that since Maxwell had already been convicted, the only thing she could be charged for is lying in this interview. And proffer immunity doesn't cover that. The immunity would be standard of a proffer or so-called queen for a day session, under which a witness can provide information without fear that anything she says can be used against her. Maxwell has maintained her innocence and has a pending appeal for her conviction, but honestly, I don't quite believe that she's innocent. Let me know what you think in the comment section, but let me break it down. In a federal investigation, a proffer agreement or a queen for a day agreement like this allows the witness to speak candidly with prosecutors about anything. Nothing that they say, generally nothing that they say, can be used against them unless they lie or commit perjury. But when this is done, not with a third-party special prosecutor, and it's done with Todd Blanche, I don't trust it. Todd Blanche lied to get Donald Trump off multiple cases throughout the campaign cycle. I don't trust it at all. And do you blame me? And you know what I find hilarious? This prediction market on Kalshi.com is called Who Will President Trump Pardon This Year? And if I scroll down, the top person is Changpeng Zhao. He's in jail for rampant money laundering in the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. He was guilty of violating U.S. money laundering laws and allowing the platform to be used for illicit transactions. Then is Roger Ver. Why is Roger Ver in jail? For insane scams on crypto fraud, mail fraud, tax evasion, filing false tax returns, and just scamming people overall. But now we have Ghislaine Maxwell. She is skyrocketing to the top. So I'm glad the top three people, according to this Kalshi.com prediction market, is a sex trafficker, and then a scammer, and then somebody who just commits a shit ton of fraud. I'm super glad the president is keeping good company. Then we have Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, just close friends of the president. Wow, really good stuff. But listen to this. Prosecutors said that Maxwell also lied when she was given the chance to acknowledge her actions in a 2016 civil suit. So she's lied multiple times to cover her ass. She's already been convicted for 20 years, and she lied. She's been convicted of perjury as well. Maxwell's attorney said at the time, the questions asked were confusing, ambiguous, and improperly formed. There were no crimes concealed. After Maxwell was found guilty of recruiting, grooming, and trafficking multiple teenage girls for Epstein, Judge Allison Nathan also said that Maxwell had not accepted responsibility for her crimes. Miss Maxwell today has acknowledged the courage of the victims, talked about the pain, but what wasn't expressed was the acceptance of a responsibility. Remember, after her arrest, Maxwell was also charged with two counts of perjury, alleging she made false statements in a deposition under oath in the 2016 case. Two counts of perjury. This is somebody who has lied repeatedly and is willing to lie to cover their ass. So it's hard to know who exactly to believe, but this current government cannot be trusted, or at least anything that is filtered through this current government. I'm somebody who always approaches things with a healthy dose of skepticism. I'm never someone that says, reject everything, but I do think a healthy dose of skepticism is good. With this situation, I would urge you to apply a strong dose of skepticism to anything coming out of Donald Trump or this administration. Honestly, with any issue, I would be skeptical of anything coming out of this administration until we have a group of people who can hold each other accountable, special prosecutors again. I mean, even under the last DOJ, if people ever ask you, how come Democrats didn't release this throughout the campaign cycle, it's for a few reasons. Number one, Merrick Garland, as the attorney general, love him or hate him, actually was pretty steady-handed. He didn't want to break the norm, so he didn't. He appointed special prosecutors. But number two, Biden never ran on that. Biden never explicitly ran on releasing the Epstein files. So it's such a weak talking point and a weak deflection. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.